Your secretary says at 10:25 he returned your call.
Okay, I'll hang on. Would you get him for me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mitchell, please, for Mr. Haldeman.
Thank you. Could you put him on?
He's on the line.
Good, yeah, thank you.
Hello. Hi, John.
Robert.
Couple quick points. One on the this Congressional House Senate dinner tonight.
Yeah.
We had long ago firmly turned down the president attending that on the standard ground that, you know, he's not doing any political things or any fundraising things this year. We now have a very strong appeal in from McGregor to reconsider and for him to do a, the president to do a drop by there tonight on the basis that not showing up will create problems with our Republicans in the Congress and make things difficult and all. And
I haven't heard anything to that effect. I haven't even heard the subject matter mentioned.
Well, I haven't heard it from any place except Clark, and I think he's under great pressure from Pete Dominick, and that's probably where it's coming from.
I would believe that because Dominick has been raising hell with Maurice Stance about going out and getting all this money and drying up their sources.
Yeah. Of course, the president going won't add any money because they've sold their tickets now. Whatever they've got, they've got. Whatever they don't have, they aren't going to get. And the problem is that if the president goes, he's going to be tied in. You know, they're going to analyze who the contributors are and point out that AT&T had six tables and, you know, all this kind of crap.
Yeah.
Also, he's, just for your own information, planning to have a press conference in the office tomorrow, unannounced one. And poses two problems. There are one, if he goes, he's got to take time out to prepare for the speech tonight rather than working on the press conference. And secondly, if he goes tonight, they're going to ask him at the press conference tomorrow, what the hell were you doing at a political thing last night? You said you weren't going. The other problem is it sets the precedent. If we go to this, how do we turn down the fundraising, you know, testimonial dinner for Jerry Ford and all that stuff?
I would just opt against it.
Would you?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't see how we can go there and have any credibility with respect to his
non-political posture.
Political posture.
Oh, boy, that's my feeling, but he wanted to get your view on it.
Yes, sir.
The other question he wanted to get a view on is there's a recommendation in that he should call Lane Dwinnell this morning. Should he do that? Or should he drop him a note, or what should he do?
I should think he should just drop him a note.
Rather than a phone call. Okay.
I suggested that yesterday. I'll call Dwinnell, and of course Frank Dale is going to call him and so forth.
Yeah. Those are the only, I'll catch you later on some other things. I wanted to get the recommendation on tonight, though, mainly because he was concerned about that and the phone call. You think he ought to just drop him a note?
Drop him a note. I think Dwinnell will appreciate that more anyway.
Okay.
Bob, I had about 45 minutes with Connolly this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Number of things. One, he feels that the president ought to be nice to Meany because of all of the negotiations he's carrying on for the coalition with labor.
going to be. He's having him for breakfast Friday morning.
I heard. And secondly, he has a very strong opinion about the Rogers situation, to the point that the thing is going to deteriorate. It's going to be a terrible impediment, and that the president ought to get him the hell out of there now.
What's your view on that?
I think it ought to be reassessed and thought out, because I don't know what the alternatives are. He says Kissinger. I can't see that under any circumstances.
Well, I can't either. It's ridiculous.
But is that situation the same as the last time you explained it to me?
It's worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's the same. I mean, it follows that same line. It's in that same thing, only...
I'm talking about the personal relationship.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. With the president.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill was in to see him yesterday afternoon and was going through his, you know, what are you going to do to make me look good? Stuff, and the president's reaction to that is just to quietly throw up in his desk drawer.
Yeah. Well, Connally's got some backup for this, really, and maybe sometime we ought to sit down and talk about it.
Okay.
Find out when the hell I'm going up on the hill and testify.
Okay. You just sitting on salvo, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's about it. You never know what they're going to do up there. That Eastman doesn't control things very well.
Right.
Let's run.
Yeah. It's with all the leaders.
But if you have an idea for a new Secretary of State, well, it'll be great.
Okay.
Okay, see you later.
Righto.